Climate News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines: new CDF ambulances, milestone for health service delivery. Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation aware of water challenges in Mtendere and surrounding areas. Truck set abroad as military block key Senegal-Mali trade route. And COSAFA under 17 exit not to be labeled as failure. Now the news in detail. Musanzala Member of Parliament Elias Sibanda says the official handover of 119 ambulances that were purchased using Constituents Development Fund CDF is a major milestone for his constituents and the country at large. Mr. Banda says the ambulances will significantly improve access to health care and ensure patients are quickly transported for timely medical attention. Speaking at the official handover ceremony in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda noted that the ambulances are part of the government's continued effort to strengthen health service delivery, particularly in remote and underserved areas. He says the health comes first and that the earth-moving machines have been secured for citizens of Zambia. Meanwhile, Chikankata District Council Chairperson Kenneth Ngoma stated that the ambulances will significantly improve emergency health services in the district. And Sioma District Council Chairperson Rwamba Kimba says residents in the district are overjoyed with the procurement of the ambulances. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation says it is fully aware of the serious water supply challenges affecting residents of Mtendere East, Kalikiliki and surrounding areas, and that addressing the challenges is a top priority. In a statement, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Njovu says government sympathizes with all affected households and acknowledges the suffering and the inconveniencing caused by the challenge. He says that government is committed to taking decisive measures to stabilize and improve service delivery in the affected communities. Mr. Njovu says the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, LWSC, has deployed water bottles to west-affected areas and completed an interconnection between Kalikiliki and Mtendele East to help balance supply. The Lusaka City Council LCC Fire Brigade Unity records two fire incidents in Lusaka District, the first incident occurring near State House along Independence Avenue, house number 76. The Fire Brigade Unit received a call at 19:51 hours and responded immediately, arrived at the scene and managed to extinguish the fire by 20:30 hours. Speaking in a statement, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says another fire incident involving a minibus was reported at 18:35 hours. Unfortunately, the fire was extinguished by onlookers before the emergency response team arrived. Ms. Mwamba says in light of the incidents, the council appeals to residents to uphold safety measures to prevent fire incident. She has urged citizens to be vigilant and take necessary measures when handling fire, electrical appliances and other potential fire hazards.
The Lusaka City Council Fire Brigade Unit yesterday recorded two fire incidents in Lusaka District. One incident occurred near State House along Independence Avenue at house number 76. The Fire Brigade Unit received a call at 19:51 hours and responded immediately, arrived at the scene and managed to extinguish the fire by 20:30 hours. Another fire incident involved a minibus was reported at 18:34 hours. Fortunately, the fire was extinguished by onlookers before the fire brigade arrived. The prompt action of the onlookers prevented further damage. In light of these incidents, the Lusaka City Council appeals to residents to uphold safety measures to prevent fire incidents.
FNB Zambia has officially launched the second edition of the FNB Zambia Visual Art Competition, a national initiative designed to showcase Zambia's creative talent while promoting cultural pride and economic opportunities for local artists. Through this platform, FNB Zambia is reinforcing its commitment to shared prosperities by investing in art and culture as key drivers of the community development. The competition will run from the 17th September to 17th October 2025 with the age target of 13 to 20 years. Speaking during the launch, FNB Zambia Head of Strategic Marketing and Communication, Kasali Kaungu, stated that art is more than an expression, it is empowerment, identity, and a powerful voice for the communities. Ms. Kaungu says with the competition, FNB is creating a platform for young Zambians to shine while also reminding the nation that creativity has a place in building the future economy. She says the top three winners of the competition will not only receive exciting prizes but also gain a unique opportunity to travel to South Africa to experience and appreciate art, broadening their horizon and offering valuable international exposure. The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, PSZ, has expressed hope that the government will increase their allocations towards medicines and medical supplies in the upcoming budget. Speaking to One Love Radio News, PSZ President Kigan Mwape says the current allocation of 4.9 billion kwacha is insufficient and expects the government to adjust the amount upwards. Mr. Mwape has also emphasized the need for the government to invest in the distribution of health commodities, including high-tonnable vehicles to transport drugs and medical supplies from central medical stores to different hubs and hospitals. He says the sector expects the government to allocate funds towards the recruitment of health workers, including those who manage the service delivery of pharmaceutical.
It is our expectation that they are also going to invest in the distribution of these health commodities, because usually you find that they buy these drugs and they'll just be stationed at the central level. So this time around we are hoping that if they can also increase on the allocation for distribution of these commodities. Then other than that, we are also expecting that the government also allocate money towards the high tonnage vehicles that are supposed to transport these vehicles, these drugs and medical supplies from central medical stores, from central ZAMSA to, of course, the different hubs as well as the hospitals.
The Democratic President has urged the ECL family to engage with the government to come up with an agreement that will help to put former president to rest in a dignified manner. Speaking to One Love Radio News, DU President Akim Njovu says there is no winner or loser to justice, as these are lessons that give future leaders accountability and also lessons in humanity, as this is an unique case that everyone is learning from. He notes that there have been mistakes from both sides, but it is very important he is put to rest so that the country can focus on development.
No winner, there is no loser in the face of justice, but I think these are lessons for us, especially us, the future leaders. I think it gives us lessons in accountability and also lessons in humility. This is a very unique case that we are all learning from. Therefore, I would urge the family and the government to engage so that they come up with an agreement. I think that to help us put to rest our former president in a dignified manner. There are a lot of lessons to learn from this matter at hand. So I just pray that the family and the government can engage each other and put our former president to rest.
Meanwhile, the United for Better Zambia UPZ president, Hector Nsondo, says the government should let the family do what they think is good for the former president, as they are his family. You're still with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news.
Of course, there's too much corruption.
At 8 hours.
Yeah, well, the question is, because people just deliver according to what people want, let them not be voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211-22-4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
Welcome back. Mali's military government has sought to calm anger over a blockage by Israel.